This weekend, the Artists of the Black Hills kicked off their annual exhibit at the Dolphin Arts Center in Rapid City. The group consists of more than 40 artists who create sculptures, photographs, and paintings in various mediums. One of the artists is Carol Lee Hilgeman, who assembles found objects into 3D collage. At the exhibit's opening reception, Carol Hilgeman says she gravitates toward music-themed art because music has been an important part of her life and that of her family. One of her assemblages in the exhibit features black and white piano keys, as well as the hammers from inside the piano that strike the strings.
I went to visit my sister, and we went to this wonderful antique place that had the insides of pianos, and so picked up some of those pieces. And it made sense to do the inner with the outer. And there came the title, which is Heart and Soul.
For another piece in the show, Hilgeman joins together a clock face, a gauge of some sort, and other industrial objects. She says she chose them because their colors, a collection of oranges and browns, work well together. She explains how she came up with the title for that piece.
So there's a lot of refinement there, but then there's a lot of industrial look about it too, and that's why I came up with Resurrected, Eclectic Style.
Her industrial art is reminiscent of steampunk, but Hilgeman says she was doing industrial assemblage before that term became trendy. She explains how she chooses objects for her art.
Once I went to an art lecture and the gentleman said, pay attention to what you pay attention to. And I kind of use that as a mantra when I'm looking for things. I often pick them up, but I don't know how I'm going to use them right away. But eventually, they end up in a piece, and then you might have to go look for other pieces to go with it.
She credits her experience as a teacher for augmenting her interest in a wide variety of objects. She says she worked at a school just outside North Pole, Alaska, and taught a different subject every hour. After she retired, she returned to her home state of South Dakota, where the weather is warm, comparatively speaking. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.